Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan.
All right, 10:03 on The Fan and a very good Tuesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. Mike's on, Francesa on The Fan will come your way. Now, I'm going to be, now Ernie's on the other side of the glass, Ernie Acosta. And I'm sorry, this gentleman's name who I forgot because I haven't seen him in a while because Dove's on vacation now until I don't know when.
June,
is that it?
June 50 returns.
So you are again?
Matt Casey.
There you go. How did I not know that?
Matt Casey. No relation to Sean Casey.
No relation at all. There you go.
Let me tell you, last night and yesterday afternoon, in two very distinct ways, we saw brilliant starting pitching performances.
Yeah, no question about
because
it.
Because I think Jacob DeGrom, in a very different way, was utterly brilliant. We'll get to that.
Yep.
And in a very obvious way, Michael Pineda was brilliant because that was a tease for Yankee fans. Michael Pineda showing you the stuff that he has and what he's capable of doing as he flirted with a perfect game.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I talked to a good friend of mine who's a big Yankee fan who was at the game yesterday, and, you know, I'm complimenting Pineda. He was tremendous. You know, he can't pitch better than he pitched yesterday, and that's basically what he said. Yeah, and then he's going to go out the next time and you know what, the bed, you know?
Fair concern.
And basically that has been, you know, the MO of Michael Pineda. I mean, he could look like, you know, the best, you know, Bob Gibson, like he did yesterday, and then he could look like, you know, Paul Gibson.
I like that. Paul Gibson.
There you go. We got one extreme to the other.
There you go. And it's true. And it doesn't mean that this may not be the year that Big Mike puts it all together. Maybe it is. Maybe could this be. Is the year where we see
would more
of
that. It certainly
help
my bank account.
It would help your bank account. It would help Michael Pineda's bank account.
It certainly will. That's right.
Dude's a free agent
that's
at
right.
the end of
Amen.
The year.
Amen.
But it's funny. If you look at Michael Pineda's first start, and you see 3 2/3 innings.
Did he even get into the, what was it? Oh, that's right, Tanaka.
Three and some
Tanaka
innings.
Didn't get out of the third.
Gave up a bunch right. of runs. But right. if you look at two pitching categories, he was very good. He struck out 6 and didn't walk anybody.
Right.
Now,
yep.
you may say, who cares? Well, that's the thing. Michael Pineda will throw strikes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He'll strike people out. He'll look dominant.
Yep.
And then he'll give up the implosion, yep. if you will. And yesterday, there was no implosion. Logan Morrison hitting a home run, big deal. Evan
With
Longoria.
The game basically over at that point.
Of course. Evan Longoria ripping a double and then showing respect
yes, he
to Pineda.
Did. All class, Evan Longoria.
All Evans, very respectful. I've learned that. So I think that Pineda has the potential. I mean, we see it. We've seen it for years now. And I agree with your Yankee fan friend. What's going to be interesting is what happens
the next time.
Sunday Night Baseball, because that's
Cardinals,
his next start against
right?
Adam Wainwright.
Yep.
What happens? Are we going to see this again, or are we going to see an implosion, or are we going to see somewhere in between? And that's the key to Big Mike.
Yeah. But a great day yesterday. By the way, you know, it was the night, because I kept saying yesterday when we did the show there that this, I can't remember an opening day like this for either team.
Yeah.
It was the warmest opening day for the Yankees since 1960.
That's remarkable.
57 years to have as nice a day as it was yesterday. We're going to have a gorgeous day again today. But, I mean, that's how beautiful it was yesterday.
And you know what's funny about that opening day you're referring to in 1960 was April 22nd.
Yes, correct.
So that kind
that
of
is correct. That's
count.
Like 2 weeks from now. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, that was unbelievable because last year the game time temperature was 38 degrees.
Yeah. Generally, what we get on opening day, whether it's the Mets or the Yankees, is you're lucky if it's 50 and it's not raining.
Yeah. yeah. No,
I mean,
you're right.
That's basically what it is.
Both teams got lucky. The Yankees were even luckier with the
yep.
weather, and
yep.
it was a good day. You saw Gardner and Ellsbury at yep. the top of the order.
Aaron Judge.
Yep. You saw Matt yep. Holliday getting yep. on base yep. a bunch of times.
Yep. Yep.
All around.
Gardner doing it with his legs yesterday, too.
That's true. Chris,
which we haven't seen enough of.
Chris Carter getting a triple.
Yep.
The electricity
yep.
that you had.
Chase Headley with another home run.
Yeah, Chase is off to a pretty good start.
He is. Very good.
I think
start.
He has more extra base hits now than
in
he had
last year. At least by like August, right?
I know, seriously.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't even think that's an exaggeration.
At least by August.
But what was cool was the electricity of Michael Pineda and the crowd getting into it, the crowd getting excited with two strikes. Obviously, you put together 11 Ks. And for a Yankee pitcher to pitch into the
eighth
inning. I mean,
I know. It's unreal.
Go.
Well, that's what happens when you don't walk anybody, you know? I mean,
that's,
really.
Hey, that's what happens when you could keep your pitch count to 93.
Yeah.
Think about that. He went into the eighth inning and only threw 93 pitches.
Amazing.
And he struck out 11 guys.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was great. I mean, Luke can't pitch a better game than Pineda yesterday. What else can you say?
And we opened by saying there were two remarkable performances. I really thought the nightcap was remarkable, too, because when a guy doesn't have his good stuff, that's where you separate the okay pitchers with the truly, really, really good pitchers. And we've seen Jacob DeGrom in the biggest of moments, game five of the NLDS, and in the whatever kind of moment, last night in Philadelphia, overcome having nothing. Jacob DeGrom, there was one pitch, it just jumped out at you, where Travis d'Arnaud is setting up inside.
Yep.
And DeGrom threw it about 6 inches outside.
Yep. Fortunately, d'Arnaud caught
more. That's right.
You know. By the way, really, when you look at last night's game, just to get away from the DeGrom, who was, you're 100% what you're saying about him. I mean, he's the toughest guy there is to battle through, you know, not having his stuff. And in defense, but, you know, let Reyes should have caught that little pop-up to start that rally. And even Grandison made a bad play, you know, went back on a ball he should have came in on. So that kind of set up the two runs. But I thought the biggest play of the game, bro, tell me you think about this. Blevins comes in.
Oh, yeah.
And after Smoker puts two guys on, because we've got to take DeGrom out after 96 pitches, God forbid he pitches the seventh inning. So Smoker comes in, two guys on, and that crazy wild pitch that d'Arnaud makes, I don't know how he caught it. He throws down to second as Drubal makes an unbelievable play, dives to catch the ball, not going to center field, and then he gets up and throws out Howie Kendrick at first base.
Yeah.
To me, that was the biggest play of the game.
Oh, yeah, because it looked like the Phillies had a chance with a two-out rally to get that run back. And if Jerry Blevins had come out of the game after getting that out, he could have gotten a win by throwing one pitch that bounced.
That's right.
Which would have been pretty impressive.
Nobody even hit the ball.
No, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was a great play. This is rare to say, so save the tape.
Yes, that was
a great defensive play by Travis d'Arnaud.
Right,
he made a bad throw.
A terrible throw, but Drubal saved him.
Drubal saved him, and then the heads-up play to see Howie Kendrick off first base.
And, of course, the other big moment in the Met game last night was the pitcher, Jose Rojas, throwing the ball over Cabrera's head, I guess in retaliation for the home run that Drubal hit last year to beat him at Citi Field in the bat flip. And that kind of seemed to get them going. It really did.
Eudibre Ramos, who gave up that home run
Drubal
last year. And it was funny because when he first comes up and in, you know, you're trying to figure out, okay, is Drubal's ticked off? What's going on? What's the backstory?
And Ron Darling's sitting there going, he should have went out and got him.
I know. Darling was saying, go fight him.
Ron's like, go get him.
I don't like that idea because as Drubal gets thrown out,
he gets suspended for five days. Or he gets hurt.
Right.
They don't need that.
But Gary, I think, was speculating at first, well, they're both Venezuelan.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah,
and as Drubal took shots.
The WBC.
Right, he was ticked off about the WBC.
That was the first thing. That's right. Exactly what he said.
Which would have been very weird for that to be the case.
It was all about that bat flip.
Yeah, the bat flip was everything. And offensively, Jay Bruce is off to a great start.
Yep.
And it's
not
surprising.
He's carrying the team right now, really.
I don't think it's surprising. The guy's a good baseball player. Yep. He's in a contract year. And for those who thought, and maybe it's still the case, we'll see, that he couldn't play in New York, he looks pretty comfortable right now, at least in April.
That's something to prove, and he's playing for a contract. You know?
And I think that, you know, we mentioned this late last year, the comfort of now he knows he's a Met. He was traded late last year.
Right.
He's all of a sudden got a move from Cincinnati. Yep. He's been with them his whole career.
Well, we talked about it, too. He lived in a hotel for I don't know how long and didn't see his family after the trade for like a month and a half.
Yeah, not everybody comes over after a July 31st deal like Yoenis and just clicks.
Right.
You know, it didn't
click for
Jay Bruce, but luckily there was another year left on his contract, and luckily they didn't give him away, which I was dead set against. I didn't want to give him away. And now Jay Bruce is off to a good start, but I really thought that DeGrom on a lot of levels, especially the way
fabulous.
He got out of that first inning, when he walks Cameron Rupp with the bases loaded, and it's 2-0, bases loaded, one out, he's got an extraordinarily high pitch count. I mean, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
He got that double play, that 1-2-3 double play to get out of the inning.
He gets the big double play, and then even in the third inning runs into trouble, and then it started to click the last two innings, the fifth and sixth. And the fact that he was able to get through six innings, and you mentioned it, his pitch count was not that high.
Could have pitched the seventh inning.
He probably could have. I guess. I think they used a pinch hitter, though, if memory serves correct.
Yeah, it was Conforto.
Oh, yeah, they had to take him out because it was 2-1 and 2-out.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true.
Wilmer Flores came up. That's when...
Oh, that's right. It was going to be Conforto. That's right. And he switched back to Flores. They had the... Yes.
Terry,
right.
And I give him credit, actually knew. Wait a second.
He was going to lose a player.
Conforto. They're going to go to a lefty. Yeah. And I'm going to pinch hit for Conforto.
Right. That's right.
So let me just go righty-righty with Wilmer, which I agreed with. I thought that was the right way to go.
No, that was okay. That was fine.
So, yeah, DeGrom couldn't have gone another inning. Yeah, obviously you have to pinch hit there, but I'll tell you, and I think it's funny, you get the dominance of Michael Pineda, and then you get the craftiness.
The grittiness.
Yeah.
He's gritty.
And that's the difference between DeGrom and a lot of other guys. It's look, when you've got great stuff and you're throwing 97, I don't want to say it's easy, but it's easier. When you've got to reinvent yourself in the middle of a game and you can't throw strikes, which you couldn't do early in the game, but he ends up only walking two guys.
Right, right.
And you just figure it out like that. That's impressive, man.
DeGrom is a tremendous
pitcher. That's damn impressive. And it did remind me of that. I mean, different circumstance of game five against the Dodgers.
No question about it. No question about it. But it was a good baseball day. Very good baseball day yesterday in New York. Very good day.
No doubt about it. Mets win, Yankees win. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
The toll-free number.
81 to go for me.
There you go. You're almost
three down, 81 to go.
You're almost there.
I'm almost there.
No, there was the bad news on Gary Sanchez. He's going to miss a month.
Yep.
And that's a big blow for numerous reasons. So it gives Austin Romine a great opportunity. Yep. And even the kid they called up who had a good year last year at AA and AAA.
And the kid's pitching tomorrow, Montgomery, right? Jordan Montgomery making his debut.
And that's exciting because we've seen a lot of young position players for the Yankees. Now we get to see an arm in Jordan Montgomery, who was really impressive in the minor leagues last year. We obviously get Severino every 5 days, so that's fun, too, to see what he's got. So if you're a Yankee fan, at least even with Sanchez out, you're still seeing the young guys and hoping to see some positive signs.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.